Estevan. The carbon capture and storage facility at Sask Power's Boundary Dam Power Station received lots of praise at the inaugural carbon capture conference in Edmonton on September 20 and 21. Estevan City Councillor Tony Cernick attended the event on behalf of the City of Estevan and Estevan's Economic Development Board. The Petroleum Technology Research Center, PTRC, was in attendance and presented on behalf of the Boundary Dam Unit 3 project. The PTRC operates the Aquastore carbon dioxide storage site near Boundary Dam. The conference was as you would expect with guest speakers, group discussions and exhibitors. Its purpose was to bring industries together and discuss how to lower emissions through CCUS, carbon capture utilization and storage, technology, Cernick said in a news release. During the first day, the Boundary Dam Unit 3, BD3, project was amid most of the discussions and was held in high praise. BD3 was the first successful CCUS project in the world and everyone in the room knew it, said Cernick. A common denominator in every discussion, he said, was zero investor confidence in CCUS because of federal climate regulations. It was said, in this room today there's $1 trillion worth of projects that would actually lower emissions, if only we could do them, Cernick reported. There were delegates from all over the world and Alberta was at the forefront of the discussion. Also stressed throughout the conference, according to Cernick, was that the CCUS industry has just begun. Alberta is building trunk lines, pipelines, and storage facilities through their industrial areas. Alberta has plans to build CO2 pipelines throughout the province that would allow businesses to hook up for their operations. A representative from Natural Resources Canada unveiled a plan to run a Colorado 2 trunk line from coast to coast. Cernick said that was a bit of a shocker. The best part about all of this is that Saskatchewan is years ahead of everyone with BD3, Aquastore and the Weyburn unit. BD3 has sequestered nearly 4.6 million tons of Colorado 2 and that should be the focus, Cernick said. Cernick also noted a science and technology advisor mentioned it may be worth looking at converting Shan to natural gas, with CCS as a federally assisted project. Another informative gentleman knew everything about BD3. You could say he was passionate about BD3, he said,